Why the f*** would RFK Jr. of all people start a podcast?
For decades now, Americans have been told that we should trust the system, but our children are sicker, chronic diseases exploding, and the answer is...
Of all people, you know? You'd think if he'd want to do like a silent film or something, or like interpretive dance, any non-vocal medium to communicate?
...that we've been given... aren't working. Many of us have come to the conclusion that government actually lies to us. I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., your HHS secretary. This podcast is about telling the truth.
The government lies to you, brought to you by the government.
Especially when it's uncomfortable. I'm going to have fearless conversations with critical thinkers, including independent doctors, respected...
How can fascism succeed when every agent of fascism just wants to be a DJ? Fascism, you have to be like a live or die organ of the state, but everyone involved in this administration just dreams of forming their own podcast and being like one of the fucking Paul brothers, you know? How they have no long-term vision. Again, the only ones that seem to are Vance Miller and JD, and I don't... Sorry, Vance Miller and Rubio. And it's just not... You're already in power, you won? Yeah, literally. Like, it used to be that you would write a book to get you the clout, to get you the connections, to get you in government. But now it's like you get into government to get the connections, to get you the clout, to get you the book deal. Like, the roles are completely reversed. Nobody wants to run this dilapidated, crunchy old fucking country. Everyone just wants to, like, live rich on Epstein's Island, you know? Everyone just wants to, like, cash in on their time in government. And just go fucking gallivant around in Dubai. Like Dan Bongino becoming deputy director of the FBI and leaving after a year and going back to podcasting.
Scientists and leaders in medical innovation and research. I'm going to ask the questions and lift the taboos and expose the hypocrisy and the conflicts and the corruption. We're going to follow the evidence wherever it leads. And we're going to name the names of the forces that obstruct the path to public health. Uh-huh. This isn't going to be about politics. It's about our families, it's about our children, and it's about confronting the spiritual...
Those dang seed oils. What do you think of his tie? RFK Jr. dresses atrociously, but you probably didn't need me to tell you that. Like, skinny ties were popular back... He coasts off the Kennedy fame, like all Kennedys do. Skinny ties were popular back when JFK was president, but he wears suit jackets that are horribly out of proportion with them. Skinny ties should be accompanied by skinny lapels and skinny collars, but he doesn't do that. Also, his OCBDs, his Oxford cloth button-down shirts, are pathetic. The collar roll, what roll? The collar is almost straight. What are you buttoning down, you know?
Ballets and embracing the truth. If we want a healthy nation, we have to confront the lies that have made us spiritually, morally, and physically sick. The time for half measures is now over. We're launching a new era of radical transparency in government here at HHS. I hope you'll join us in our mission to make America healthy again.
It doesn't help that he just looks and sounds disgusting. No matter, you know, lipstick on a pig, you could dress him up as much as you want, but he is uniquely physically sickening. It's only so much you can do there, right? We need morality police back who will throw people in prison for pushing anti-science content. Yeah, for sure, 100%. It all comes back to the fact that, like, there's no way forward for this country unless we make it illegal to lie on some level. You just can't, like, I have yet to, it's about defending liberalism, you know? Much in the same way that I would argue it is liberal, it is in alignment with liberal values to prosecute people for libel and slander. You need to preserve, you have to think of the free marketplace of ideas as like a fish tank or a garden that has to be cultivated so the right plants can grow, you know? Like, you can't say, oh, I want like a natural garden, so I'm just going to leave it be. And then you come back and all the garden has been infiltrated by like ivy or weeds or, you know, invasive species. And it's all dandelions or whatever. No, of course not. You want a garden to be beautiful and prosperous and diverse, right? So you have to do a little bit of cultivation. Liars are the weeds of public discourse. You know, they have to be removed so that the real speech can prosper. What kind of free speech is it if the, like, you know, you get all your news from people backed by overwhelming capital? I mean, they're literally paid to lie. What's the value in this, you know? Unfortunately, we cannot legislate sincerity. There are ways to prosecute people for lying. Libel and slander are examples of this. There are ways to do it. Absolutely 100%. Doctors, engineers, other field experts can get in trouble for lying or misrepresenting, or even for failing in specific ways. The idea that it's impossible to hold newsmen and politicians to account for lying is just simply not true. Yeah, perjury. Perjury as well, you know? All of those involve knowing intentionality clause. Yeah, but we know they're lying. We know for a fact that they're lying. Also, that's not true. Doctors, engineers, and so on can get in trouble even if they're not knowingly lying. I don't care about proving intentionality. In my opinion, if you're lying and you're in government, I don't really care if you're intending to. You should just be right. You should, like, I'm so, you should, it's, oh, you weren't aware of the fact that you were wrong? That's crazy. You should have done a better job then. You're a public servant, you know? Well, where is, like, ignorance of the rules allows you to get away with breaking them? Like, a soldier who doesn't know about the rules of engagement just gets to shoot civilians, and afterwards they're like, well, I didn't know? Ridiculous. And I'm not saying that people should be prosecuted for every, like, little fib or whatever. I think that, as is the case with libel and slander, this should be borne out in, like, you know, particular legislation, right? It should be litigated effectively and carefully. I'm just saying that, like, civilization literally cannot survive every politician and every media man being able to lie with complete impunity for their entire career. We can't survive that, you know? Lobbying, industry corruption, consultancy. There are so many fields we could go after. A new era of McCarthyism. A green scare, green being like money, you know, like the dollar. Oh, we'll do something about it. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I work in fire safety as an engineer and I must perform my due diligence or I'm negligent. Yeah, but the director of the, you know, for Health and Human Services, they don't have to worry about negligence. There's nothing RFK Jr. can do that would get him in trouble for negligence. It's incredible. It's incredible that it works this way. I don't get this obsession with including people who hate democracy into democracy. Me either. I don't really get it. I don't really know why, like, we have to tolerate the blithering of open, obvious liars, like career liars. Like, we have to take these people seriously. The only thing they've ever done is lie for cash, and we have to, like, take it seriously? I don't understand why. But who would determine who's lying? Facts exist. You can factually prove when people are lying. This is the same standard. The standard of culpability that you would apply for lying is the same standard of culpability that you would apply to literally any other crime. Oh, you want to make murder illegal? Well, who defines what's murder? You work it out in court. What if the murderers take charge and then they define murder to not include murder? We did that with the definition of terrorism. Now the United States and Israel get to do it nonstop. While prosecuting other people for, you know, the IDF gets to throw Palestinians in jail over military tribunals because they threw a rock at a tank that was leveling their West Bank village that was being illegally occupied. Like, that already happened, buddy. You know why it happened? Because we let liars lie with impunity. That's the first stepping stone to fascism. If you let every democracy get taken over by rich assholes who lie for pay, then yes, inevitably, every definition will be twisted. You need good men of good conscience, and you need to hold the walls. And if you can't do that, you won't have your democracy for long.